Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Ruben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
With Fernando Vargas.
Fernando, good afternoon. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Thank you very much for asking. Let me just pull up your account here. Okay, so that's Vargas Masonry Solutions, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. What can we do for you today, Fernando?
So I was just calling because I wanted to know how much it costs to buy the domain or the website that was made for me, and how after, let's say, purchasing it from you guys so that I can keep it for myself, how I would be able to edit that website without having to use the Local Splash app.
Okay. So you're looking to cancel the app? You're looking to stop using it?
Possibly. I just feel like I haven't really gotten any leads. I feel like I've gotten more spam calls than I have leads. So.
Okay. Let me take a look at this. Okay. I mean, at this point, as you know, this is month-to-month window contract, right? So any decision that you take, we respect. Of course, you know, the package that you're paying for is to generate work, right? It's a full package where you have the Facebook ads, you have the SEO,
yep,
and you have the website, right? Now, for example,
yep,
with the package, we pay Facebook $100 a month, right, to proactively show the business,
yep,
on Facebook. Now, it seems that we haven't,
yep,
been using that for the last few months, right? We no longer have access to the page.
Was because I had to delete my original page because,
uh-huh,
it got hacked. And again, I don't know whether it was after I gave permission to use the page or not, but I was having messages being sent out through my account, like nothing inappropriate or any links, but someone was sending messages through my account. And again, I'm not saying it was Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, I had to delete both my personal and my business page for the same reason, because both got hacked. And someone was, you know, like I would kick that person out from access, and then they would get back on and would, you know, they were posting a link on my business page, and then they were sending messages through my private page. I just had to delete both, and I haven't given access to anybody, just because I don't want to get hacked.
Okay. Well, were you able to see
so
who that was, though?
Reason.
Uh-huh. Okay. No, I get it.
I could see what like device was getting on there, but I couldn't see. There wasn't a name that I could connect to who it was, but it was like a Chrome. You know, a Chrome device, like a Chrome laptop or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I see. You said you were kicking somebody out. You were just the device. You were kicking the device out, not necessarily an account.
Yeah, no. Like it was just it just came up as a certain device had like logged into my account, and I would kick them out. So basically, they couldn't get back on. I changed my password and everything, and somehow they still got back on.
They were able to get back in after you changed the password?
Yep. And so I don't know if that was from the access I gave Local Splash to my Facebook page, but somehow they got back on. And you know, and then started sending messages again and sharing that link on my business page. But again, I'm not blaming, you know, I'm not blaming anybody for that. I just, it might have been something that just, you know, happened at the time or whatever. And I'm not upset about that. The only reason I brought that up was because I know you mentioned not having access to the Facebook page, and that's the only reason why I had to wait about a month to be able to make my Facebook page again. And so I just made it about 2 weeks ago. So it's not like I've had it active for that long anyways.
No, and we understand. I mean, main reason I bring it up is the fact that your package has a daily ads budget that we use, and we haven't used it for a few months, right? So we can attribute the business slowing down as well to that. I mean, I can even offer you the free month of service this upcoming month, right? We want to make sure that we use that budget either with that a profile, let's say, or if you create another account and we just create the page. We just need the shell, right, of the page in order for us to be able to work on it. Usually when they steal pages like that, and it's they somehow get access to the phone records or the email, right? You know that it gives you the option to reset password or forgot password. They have access to some of that, right? So that's something you might want to look into. In regards to the domain, just to answer your question, I mean, you can purchase it at any point. It has a one-time fee of $99. Now, once you purchase the domain, it doesn't include the website. It'll be basically an empty website with that domain. We have the option to adjust your package, change it to just hosting only to keep your website active. You can do that for just $49 a month. But if you, of course, you know, if you want to buy the domain, you still have to connect it somewhere, because it's currently connected on our servers.
Okay. But if I buy the domain and I don't know if this is, like, you know, if this is an answer you can give me, or at this point, you know, I'd have to, you know, kind of figure it out on my own. Where do I connect that domain to, like?
Oh, there's different sites. I mean, there's different sites like GoDaddy, like Wix. There's different website builders, right? You still need to pay them a monthly fee, you know, to host it on their servers. It's essentially the same thing, right? So, with that being said, for example, you have access to make changes to the website directly, just as you would any other web editor, through the dashboard. You can just, it has the web editor there. I can send you the tutorial on how to use it. And like I said, we can give you the free month of service this upcoming month. Push this out till April 12th. And, you know, just use the budget that you have there for Facebook ads. Because you see, you have a few months worth of money that we can use.
Okay. And I could use that towards buying the domain?
We can go ahead and...
Or that would be a separate...
We can go ahead and check with management if we can allocate that payment. Because usually once that payment is made, we take the money and we fill up the account. And the money is there on the Facebook account, let's say. So that's why I would need to check. I can reach back out to you with a response if you'd like for them.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Let's say if I were to buy the and then pay just to keep my website active, would I be paying $49 a month to keep it active with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, the $49 hosting fee, it's to keep it active, right? So instead of the $299 package, which includes Facebook and all of the SEO, it'll be just $49. Mm-hmm. Now, if you pay that monthly hosting payment, then you don't need to buy the domain, right? But if you want to buy it, you can always buy it at any time.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. So if I pay the host for you guys to host it, then I don't have to buy it right then. And then if I ever decide to, you know, use another domain host, because let's say it's cheaper, then I can just buy the domain from you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can buy the domain.
Okay. Well, if you can get back to me on the whole, let's say the
budget,
maybe allocating some of that. So, because I don't know how much budget you guys have on there, and I don't see if you can share that information with me. If it's enough to cover the domain, then I'd be interested in doing that. And if we can't, then, you know, I can go ahead and give access to the Facebook page. right now, that guy sent me an email not too long ago.
Yeah, I can verify that with you. I mean, like we said, since usually it's added to the Meta account automatically, I would just need to check if we can actually allocate to begin with. And if we can, then we can work it out with you. I can reach back out to you, like we said, as soon as I get a response, no longer than 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. If you want to go ahead and send me the link again to the Facebook, I'll go ahead and accept it, I guess, for what we have right now. And if there's enough money to allocate to buy the domain, then I'd be interested in doing that. And I guess the Facebook ads would run until that budget runs out.
Yeah. I mean, essentially the goal with this is to use the budget that you have there. So we lost access to the Facebook page of January 19th. That's when we lost access.
Okay.
So it's been a little over a month. So I will be able to confirm, you know, exactly how much we have pending there.
Okay. Alright. Well, I don't know if you can send me that link again. I'll accept it. That way,
yes, sir.
You guys can back on the business page and I guess run until, you know, whatever budget's left over. And then I may just go ahead and go to the 40, I think you said 49, right?
The hosting package for 49, okay. Yeah, I mean, I can, like we said, push billing out till April 12th, right? So this March payment, you don't really need to worry about it, right? It's going to be on the house. Now, you know, main thing I want to bring up is the fact that, you know, Google is the strongest tool, right? Of course, you know, it is a competition that you're having with the other businesses that are out there. So, you know, truth of the matter is I noticed we're not using any Google ads, for example. Are you familiar with how they work? Google ads or Google Guaranteed?
I've seen some of the previews of the Google ads, and I would like to do that, but my thing is it seems pretty expensive when you get into Google ads.
Yeah, no, good that you bring it up, right? Because, you know, the goal of what we do is try to make the most with the budget that we have, right? We know there's businesses that have, you know, an infinite budget, right? So the goal is basically trying to compete with them with what we have. So we usually try to focus on using the best tools available. So, for example, our go-to tool is actually the Google Guaranteed, right? Because Google Guaranteed is pay per call. It's a pay per call service. It's an exclusive call, but it's not sent to anybody else. And if it's not a legitimate call, you don't pay for it, right? So you get exposure. It doesn't matter if they click on it unless they hit the call button. So it's definitely our go-to. But usually Google does a background check. There's an application that needs to be filled out. It's basically a bid that you're having with other businesses out there. And then the other version is the pay-per-click, which has less requirements, right? And that's based on a budget. And they use a minimum $10 daily budget. So it is a little more expensive than the Facebook ad. But on Facebook, like we said, it's not people necessarily searching something. Facebook is just people just scrolling through the page, looking at the app. And then every once in a while, the sponsored ad comes up because they searched for something similar in the past, but they're not necessarily doing that at that point. Right? So it's just things to keep in mind. I can reach back out before April 12th and we can evaluate where we stand, Fernando.
Okay. If we did Google ads, how much is it?
So for Google ads, like we said, we just work on a budget basis. We charge a 25% management fee from the budget that you set up. So let's say Google uses a minimum of $10 a day. Our minimum starting budget is at $300. Now, when you pay the $300, 25% is going to management and the 75 remaining go to Google. So in total, it's going to last you about 20 days. with the $10 minimum budget. Of course, we want to last the full 30 days. We usually recommend 400. That would make it last the full 30 days with the minimum $10 a day. But we leave that up to you. We just have that minimum 300 threshold, so we can at least get enough visibility to get some work.
Okay, and that's apart from the 200.
The $299 package. I mean, for example, let's say the Facebook ads weren't generating as much. You don't want to pay for them anymore, and we can drop that. Mm-hmm. Right? We can drop the package to just $199. I can actually throw in a $50 discount. So it would be either $249 or $149 without them. Okay, that's going to be starting this upcoming month as well, okay, April. So with that being said, let's say you want to take the Facebook ads off, then you pay $149. And let's say you want to add the Google ads, which would be the extra $300, then it would be $449. It's all depending on how you want to set up the package. But let me ask you, do you have a social security number? Go ahead.
Do I have a social security?
Uh-huh.
I do.
Okay. Because if you have, do you have license and insurance for your business?
I have insurance. When you say license, do you mean like a general contractor's license or just like a business license that says my business is viable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me just check exactly what the requirement is. Main reason I bring it up is, you know, we recommend Google Verified or Google Guaranteed. You know,
yeah,
that's the best thing, right? But they have, like we said, requirements. So, for example, on your area, right? Let's see what they require. Okay, license is not required in your area. It'll be just insurance, right? Basically, it's like we said, it's a bid that you have with other businesses that also are using that Google Guaranteed program. If you do a search right now for hardscaping, you know, the first thing that you see are those businesses, right? And that ad basically rotates. It gives us accountability of exactly how much is shown. And like I said, we keep track of exactly what calls are coming in from there, and you can keep track of exactly how much you're making out of those. So that's the best tool right now.
But that's different from the Google Business Profile, correct?
Yes, that is different, right? Google Verified is the very top, and then there's the Google Ads, which is the pay-per-click. And then under that, there's a section that says places, and then there's a map there, right? So that third map, that's the organic SEO, right? That's what we're working with currently. The very top section is the people that or businesses that went through the background check with Google, and they've been approved.
Okay. I guess, okay, now this question, because I'm still in between keeping it or not, since we're going to wait until April, and then, you know, run the Google ads and so that. If I were to cancel Local Splash, let's say I decided, you know, I'm going to, you know, not use it anymore, and I just do the hosting fee for the website, would my business, my Google Business Profile still stay active, or does that also disappear?
No, it stays active. It stays active. That's yours, right? And if you cancel the SEO service, you don't want us to work on it, we don't optimize it anymore. We don't actively, you know, work on posts. But, you know, we can still keep the hosting only active. And you can, you know, go in and make adjustments as you'd like. You know, at the end of the day, the SEO is helping you comply with all the guidelines that Google has, both on the website and on the actual profile. So
Okay.
Totally separate things. So it's definitely going to be stay active. Definitely yours, regardless of whatever you decide.
Okay. All right. Well, then I guess I gave access back to the Facebook. Yeah, so that way you guys can get back on there and post the pictures that I have on the local Splash app and run the ads. And then I guess we touch base back a month from now and kind of see where I'm at with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, no problem. I'll go ahead and reach out to you before the free month of service is over. And like we said, let's just use the budget that you have there. We can set up any type of ad, any type of promotion. So if you have any offers that you feel are going to, you know, hook people in, maybe they have it on the back burner and, you know, they see that ad on Facebook and it reminds them and it pushes them forward. You know, a good offer that always helps as well. Do you have anything in mind that you can think of right now?
Not right now, but if I have anything, I'll send an email or I'll give a call.
Yeah, definitely. We'll go ahead and just publish the ad as soon as possible, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Do you have any other questions as of right now?
No, I think that's it for right now.
All right. Well, you have yourself a good day out there, okay? Take care.
All right. Sure,
you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.